They whistled for Black Bill through the foredawn and called his old clan name behind it, a name he had no good use for. He sat upright on the bed and looked about. The fire in the hearth was dead, and the huts utterly without light. He doubled the blanket over his woman, covering the small mound of her belly. He pulled on his hat, his boots, all the while listening to those distant souls whistling and calling, as if he was some game dog meant for the hunt. Then he swung the bark door flap outwards and stood in its hollow, watching the huge columned gums slowly gain distinction as the sun flared. In the thin hues of light, the air was damp and misted, and he was staring a good few moments before he noticed them. First, the wormy dogs half hidden in the fog bands, then ranged out in the steaming scrub reefs, something arrived, as if from an ether dream. Black Bill clenched his teeth. It was a hunting party of Plindamere Hermenemen. They watched him across the mists, gripping clusters of spears like long, slender needles. Kangaroo mantles hung loosely from their frames to hide the costume pieces beneath. Trousers old and torn and black with the blood of game they had taken, and looted cotton shirts gone to rags. One of their number was got up from an infantryman's cross-webbing, and another was fitted out in a fine worsted coat, as if dressed for dinner. Their breath bled in the cold. Not a cast of relics came out of the grasslands where their forebears had walked, but men remade in ways peculiar to this new world. As he watched those figures from the doorway, the Vandemonian felt for the knife he kept rigged between his shoulder blades. Foremost among that singular horde was Manalagena, who carried across his shoulder a waddy shaped from blackwood and stained with the filth of war. He twisted the tool as he led his party from the scrub, flanked by a dog pack, the bark shattering beneath his feet. Manalagena was vain, had always been, and his wife had ochred his hair into long ringlets as precise as woven rope. Indeed, all the men wore their hair in this fashion, sculpted by the womenfolk, but only the headman walked across that ground like a fellow enamoured of the sound of his own tread.
Mina Bungakana, Nina Bungakana, Mina Tunapri Nina, Nina Tunapri Mina.
He gazed into Bill's face as he spoke. Narapa. Black Bill lowered his knife. The clansmen arranged themselves on the bare earth beside Bill's humpy, and they gestured with open palms for him to sit also. They were freshly painted for war, and when Manalagena offered him a muttonfish shell filled with grease and ochre, the Vandemonian accepted it, removed his hat, and dabbed the paint over his head. Bill wore his hair cut tightly short like the white men of the district, but the clansmen watched him with solemn regard, and if their opinion of it was scornful, they gave no sign. The headman again addressed Bill, and this time he did so partly in English, by way of showing him his place, for the Vandemonian was as good as white.
Tumati, he said, you come, we need you. Tunapri, Mina, Kani.
Black Bill studied his deeply creased face.
You come fight, the headman said.
Eh?
Fight with us.
Where? Kanamema Letanena?
Tromamana.
Bill looked around at those grimly visaged men of war. Each and every one met his eyes, and he saw among their faces the bold expectations for him.